Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peake Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Moore Roads.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. 543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office released a statement of write-in vote process. Highway 101 off-ramp in Atascadero closed for several days. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released a statement regarding the process of counting ballots for write-in votes. The release was sent out on Friday afternoon, saying that some people use the write-in part of the ballot to put in their favorite fictional character or write something in protest. The release says that while this is completely in the voter's right to do, it does take up time. The release says, quote, when you multiply that times thousands of ballots needing adjudication, you get updated results that are held up by hours or even days. However, the release does say invalid write-in votes cast are a case of no harm, no foul. It does not spoil the entire ballot. The release says explains why write-ins are on ballots. Ballots are printed well before the deadline before paperwork to become a write-in candidate. The elections office encourages voters to support write-in candidates if they would like to this election, but to think twice if they feel the urge to write in your friend, neighbor, or family dog. The California Highway Patrol announced that the off-ramp to San Diego Way in Atascadero will be closed for some time this week. The closure starts at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday, then will go to 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday. This closure allows for the repaving of San Diego Way, and detour signs will be posted to assist motorists with traffic control. Sheriff Advisory Foundation event this Saturday in San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Sheriff's Advisory Foundation will be holding its annual fundraiser this Saturday, October 19th, at the White Barn in San Luis Obispo. A release for the event says the Sheriff's Office will be hosting a thrilling murder mystery evening, where the Sheriff's Office will showcase their talents and skills in unraveling a complex crime. The event is open to the public, with tickets available for purchase online at safslow.org. The Templeton CSD will be meeting tonight for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its development impact fees, which will be effective January 1st, 2025, if approved. The board typically has approved adjustments to these impact fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its fees in September 2023, updating the fire development impact fee. With information collected, the CSD is considering an increase to water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation development fees by 1%. You can attend the meeting at 7 p.m. in person or through Zoom online. The Templeton Area Advisory Group's next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, October 17th at 6:30 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion for a land use application known as Eden's Dream. The project is located about 2.8 miles east of the city of Atascadero at 4337 to 4339 South El Pomar Road in Templeton. The site will be used for cannabis cultivation and processing. Tax agenda says the site will feature a greenhouse facility for indoor cannabis cultivation, a metal barn structure for processing activities, storage and office usage, water tanks, portable restrooms, and a compost area. TAG will also conduct a review of this project's final proposed mitigated negative declaration document on November 4th, 2024. You can attend TAG's meeting in person at 6:30 p.m. tonight. The open house of the Passerbles Fire and Police Departments will be tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The event takes place at the Public Safety Center, 900 Park Street. There will be a display of vehicles, demonstrations, opportunities to meet staff of each department, and more. Department tours will also be offered, allowing a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings for the police and fire departments. Emergency crews from the Five Cities Fire Authority responded to a house fire early Monday evening on the 200 block of Spruce Street in Arroyo Grande. Officials say the initial report was for a basic welfare check of the residents, believing that someone may have been assaulted. One of the building's occupants was found to have injuries consistent with being assaulted and said one of her family members was still inside. Crews attempted to enter the home, but they found that one of the rooms was barricaded. Afterwards, one of the people inside the building exited, jumping off the balcony and fleeing into the backyard. They were arrested by the police officers, who then discovered that another person had died in the scene of the fire. Emergency officials say the fire appears to be intentionally set. No names are being released, as several departments and agencies are piecing together the events of this incident. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday for the League Championship Series, the Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3 and the Yankees over the Guardians 5-2. Tonight, once more, the Guardians and the Yankees will square off. In the NFL for Monday Night Football, the Bills beat the Jets 23-20. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
California headline news. State lawmakers passed Governor Gavin Newsom's bill aimed at preventing gas price spikes by requiring oil refineries to have a minimum amount of oil in stock.
The amendments taken in the Senate provide more protections for workers and the public. And this bill clearly states that no regulations will move forward unless there's a direct benefit to the California gas consumers.
Assemblyperson Cecilia Aguiar-Curry. Several mayors and local leaders support the bill. Gas companies say refineries are already at full capacity and can't hold extra oil. The man arrested for trying to enter a Trump rally in Coachella with loaded weapons and multiple passports says he had no intent on harming the former president.
They literally created hundreds of millions of dollars worth of liability slandering my name as a potential assassin. I mean, that is just absolutely insane.
49-year-old Van Miller of Las Vegas releasing a video saying he was a Trump supporter who'd been to many campaign events, even meeting Trump's sons, Don and Eric. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.67 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy the Jack-O-Lanterns here with a front porch view of Target's Halloween deals, like 20% off costumes with Target Circle. We're talking rock stars, witches, princesses.
Ooh, you know, I think I'd look good with a cape.
I think so too, Gordy. Plus, hit the trick-or-treat jackpot with 20% off candy.
Now that's how you get porch traffic.
This week only, save 20% on costumes with Target Circle and 20% off candy. Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Restrictions apply.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants, along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown slow office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. To meet budgetary shortfalls for water rights and water quality programs that require participation by farmers and ranchers, the California State Water Resources Control Board has approved rate increases, including 4 groundwater recharge projects. The higher fees come as California water users and local agencies work to balance critically overdrafted aquifers under the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Farm Bureau is concerned that if the fees are too high, this will be a disincentive to doing the exact sort of recharge that the temporary 180-day and 5-year high-flow diversion permits were intended to do. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP says there is a traffic hazard on the Highway 46 West near Anderson Road. Wet concrete is spilled in the roadway across both lanes. The incident was first reported at about 7 this morning. No updates are available from CHP at this time. Again, CHP reports that there is a traffic hazard on Highway 46 West near Anderson Road, with wet concrete spilled across the roadway. Otherwise, no other reports of traffic accidents or hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smalkin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Some clouds this morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 53, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Thursday and Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday next week. Mid-70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday, then 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed today after the Dow crossed the 43,000 mark at the close for the first time. Crude oil prices are weaker, with Israel reported to say it will not attack Iran's oil facilities. Albertson's earnings are better than expected. The grocery giant says digital sales, its online shopping, rose 24%, and loyalty memberships were up 15%. Albertson's shares are up 0.5%. Walgreens will close 1,200 stores in the next few years as it reorganizes the company. It had 8,600 stores in June when it first revealed it would close some locations. Goldman Sachs opened up more than 2%. Its profit rose 45% in the summer quarter, a sign it was helped by lower interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Jean, this is Ann. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness. We need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Richie Gamblay reminding you to get your fun on, because there is always something happening at the Tatchy Palace. Like, every Monday, you can earn free gas. Then you can earn more free gas and popcorn every Wednesday. Then Thursdays, you can earn free pizza. Pizza! And let's not forget live music every weekend from the Coyote Entertainment Center to our casino bars. I mean, you show up here and they guaranteed got something going on. So come get your fun on at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-577-5238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition.
There's no need to fear.
KPRL
is here.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for
KPRL.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on, no stranger to the airwaves here, Mr. Steve Frank, California Political News and Views, and Jay Leach, Kalen Clark, and Jake Frederick, multi-generational discussion of issues facing our country today. So we'll get, those views from the different generations. And also those of you who are just joining us, last hour mentioned that Sage passed away, Harold Glasgow. You all should remember Sage, who was kind enough and graced us for many years, calling in with his sage advice, also his little history lessons from time to time, his nice sense of humor and so forth. So Sage passed away Sunday at home, surrounded by his family. 238-577-5238-KPRL. We talked a couple times last hour, but let's go to the phone line here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for talking about Sage. Harold was a great guy. And the name fit him perfect because of his wisdom and judgment and his experience.
Well, you know, Greg, I was trying to think on how we came about the nickname for him, and I think it just because of his knowledge and his experience, and, you know, people like him with just sound, simple, practical advice.
Exactly. I know when he lost Shorty, his longhorn, and then his dog, that... That was a big thing for him. When Shorty got sick, we would talk about every 3 weeks. I would always call and check on him, see if he needed anything. And he was great. His wife would answer the phone, and then I would always ask her, I said, is this Harold's daughter? And she'd start laughing. And then he'd come and talk on the phone. And we tried, my daughter's a large animal vet. We tried to work on Shorty and get him back up to speed, but nothing was going to work. So, but he loved that animal.
Yeah, I've got, as I mentioned, I've got the pictures of him standing with them. Here, he gave me three pictures and he's holding on to the horns.
No, it was always great when he would call in and you guys would talk, and he'd talk about his horse that had glasses but couldn't see the right way and all the other stuff. And a very, very wonderful man. So thank you, Kevin.
Well, I'd like to thank Shelley for getting a hold of me. And I talked with her yesterday, and then she sent me the information about it, but it is, as I mentioned, and this has to do with some people just getting up, is that it was our pleasure to have someone like that grace the airwaves for so many years here on KPRL. And Greg, you know this just because you're out and about and you do a lot of things. You come across people and you have no idea of how or why you ended up getting to know them, and what a pleasure it was that I got to know and you got to know somebody like that, as opposed to vice versa. He was just a very, very dear man. And, you know, he's from that generation, is his word or his handshake.
Yeah. When we first met, in Templeton, and, he knew my voice. I knew his voice. It was like we already knew each other. and we had some great times together. I didn't get to play softball with him, best pitch or any pitch or that kind of stuff. I knew him for the last, 12 to 14 years, and he was a great person. And exactly what you said, there's different people that you run into in your life, and for whatever reason, you just hit it off, and your values and different things you can tell right away are right online.
You know, I don't know if this can be proven, but when you run across people like Sage, who, as I mentioned, his word and his honor and his faith and his commitment and all these things, his work ethic, I think in a way, maybe not 100%, but it rubs off on, or hopefully it rubs off on people, that it makes us a little bit better because we knew him. Because he's the type, not him, but people like Sage, when they present themselves and they carry themselves with such distinction, and even though it's not a parent or, a close personal friend, in a small town, I think it would hurt to do something that he or people like him would be disappointed in you or I. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Because I think he would expect more from us that, again, if we did something, maybe not stupid, but something, wrong, and we would be letting him down, just like we would, our close friends and, family. But yeah, I don't know, it sounds a little weird, but I just think that he's the type of person you would not want to let down, because he put his trust or faith in you. And we were lucky enough that he would call us and we could call him a friend.
No, you're 100% correct. We could, I could call him up and he would tell me certain things. We wouldn't talk very long, you know, 5 minutes or something, but he was always gracious. He would always take the time and, you know, I would always offer to, hey, you need something, you know, give me a holler. And you know, that's when Shorty got sick, he called me and he didn't know what to do. And I said, well, let me get hold of Christine. I'll send her over there and we'll see what we got to do. And it seemed like he might have an opportunity to get better, but it just didn't work. And, but he was always just so gracious and thankful. And those, like, just like what you said, what a rare opportunity to have such a good person like that to be in your life.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Greg, I appreciate the words.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. He had one of the best qualities I've ever seen in a person when he met you, and I knew him 50 years. Whenever he met you in town or wherever, you were the most important person he met that day. It made you feel so special, and I will miss him.
You know,
thank you,
Corliss. Go ahead. It's I think some of us are, we don't have time for people. Hey, nice to see you, sir. But what you just said when you were saying that, I thought, boy, you hit it. You hit the nail right on the head. Is that, yeah, when you met him, he had that smile, and he was going to give you his time.
Yeah, he did. He made you feel special. And Pat also is a wonderful human being. I'm going to have to try and get in touch with her. I lost touch several years ago, and I'll have to. Yeah. Try that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. On the email, Sage, what a wonderful man. He had a voice that carried like thunder. Boy, did he. Rest now. We will carry your passion the rest of the way. He taught me how to be a ASU umpire. All right. And regards from this person on the email. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I, too, want to applaud you, Kevin, for that wonderful eulogy that you did this morning in the first hour. It was dead accurate. Sage was, all you had to say about Sage was, he was my friend. That says it all. Because he'd be there whenever, if you needed him.
He was, he made friends easily.
Yes. He also had a line in the sand, however, that he would prefer you not cross.
Well, you know, that comes back to when Mark and I were talking, is that I think there was a, and, you know, you run across a few people in your life this way, that when you talk about that line, Cody, is that we... those of us that immediately respected and knew the line, and we didn't go over it.
That's correct.
And again, he never said don't go over that line, but it was understood.
You knew where it was.
Right, because of the respect that you had for him, for his, again, the way he carried himself and his beliefs and, you know, some other things too. So that was, it was like automatic. Again, you didn't want to let him down, and you didn't want to disappoint him.
That's right. I never forget the day Shorty passed away. That wasn't a good day. Because, as Greg pointed out, he loved that animal. For those that don't know or don't remember, Shorty was a longhorn steer who had stunted growth in his legs. And he was indeed low to the ground for a steer. And he was just a pet. He wasn't on the freezer route. He wasn't going to be used for meat. But that was Sage. And if you never got to visit with him, I wish you had. Because you would walk away just like the rest of us and say, that was my friend.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that when you walked away from him, your day was better.
Always. Even if you talked to him on the phone, you felt better.
Yeah.
Because we used to, he'd get angry, folks. He loved this country. He would get angry with the direction of the country. And he had to talk to somebody. And, of course, he probably wore his wife out talking to her. But, nonetheless, he would have some very long, lengthy conversations. And you would say, how does this guy know so much who grew up in a labor camp? Let's be clear. His life wasn't the best until he made it such. And that's what you were saying this morning, and it's absolutely true. And I happen to be old enough and around here enough to have met the Bookers. That's one up. We could tell stories about that for a long time.
Well, yeah, Mr. Booker, I'll tell you a quick one. Because my wife knew him because he used to stop into the old Wallace Machinery when Linda worked there.
Mm-hmm.
So he, and you know, again, Mr. Booker was like Sage. He was easy to make friends with.
Oh, well, boy. Yep.
Well, he used to bring some vegetables over to our place when Linda and I first got together. And so one day I was out there. I was raking leaves in this little house that we were renting. Now, it probably took me 5 minutes to rake the leaves. That's how small the front yard was. Well, he pulls up in his pickup truck, and he's got some of these things. I had never met him before. And so he comes, I mean, he's a bear of a man.
Oh, huge.
And so here I am just doing these little leaves, and I've got gloves on. And he came over to me and stuck his hand out, his paw out, and he looked down at my gloves and gave me a smile. I took the gloves off immediately to shake his hands, and I thought, my gosh, what was he thinking about me? Here's his sissy with these damn gloves on raking leaves.
Yeah, and you, if you shook his hand, you know how hard he worked.
You could tell. You could tell.
Yeah, and Sage was the same way. They come from the same vintage, pretty close. And Sage was only a couple years older than me, so I didn't know Sage growing up. I met him on KPRL, and I'm glad I did. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Yep, they're just those that make our lives better when you meet them. And again, as I mentioned with Greg, is that when your day is better. When you met that or you saw that smile, then you realize, you know what, whatever may be bothering me or something like that, man, here's this guy, his meager beginnings, very successful, made something of himself, cared for his country, cared for his family, great faith in his beliefs and his opinions, and as Cody alluded to, yep, but don't cross the line. I've said this many times over the years to people that all of us have been fortunate enough to listen to that have called in. And again, in the first hour, I referred to them affectionately as our cast of characters. And they have changed over the time for various reasons, obviously this one. But many of them, particularly I was thinking this morning driving in the little German lady from Atascadero and people like Sage, that they should be in the classrooms because they lived, especially the German lady, coming from just getting out of Nazi Germany, coming over to this country and seeing what was going south with the United States, warning us. Now, we're going back 15 years at least when she was talking about that, of what was happening in the United States. People like Sage from the camps where he grew up and working and not asking for a handout and making something of himself and giving back to his community, never asking for plaques or anything like that. And then recently I came across a story of a lady who came from another country recently, a communist country, and she has been going around the Central Coast and other areas and speaking about coming from that environment and what she is seeing in the United States. There is a school district here in the North County. When somebody asked her if she'd be willing to go in front of the school, well, not maybe, maybe a class or two, and talk about her experience living under communism, one of the school districts in this county said no, that she could not come in and speak. And the reason I was told, because it would be too controversial. Think about that. Somebody growing up under communism, coming to the United States, becoming a citizen of the United States, learning the language, learning the history, and loving this country, and it would be too controversial for this person to come into a classroom and talk to the kids. That's why this election is about America. It's not about an individual. It's about America. All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Templeton Community Services District will be meeting tonight for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its development impact fees by 1%, which would be effective January 1st, 2025, if approved. The open house for the Passerville's Fire and Police Departments will be tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The event takes place at the Public Safety Center, 900 Park Street. There will be a display of vehicles from each department, demonstrations, and opportunities to meet staff. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The new Fox News power rankings show an even tighter race, calling Michigan a toss-up now instead of leaning toward Vice President Harris. She and former President Trump both had packed rallies in Pennsylvania, Harris in Erie.
We are the underdog. We are running like the underdog. We have some hard work ahead of us, but here's the thing also. We like hard work.
She says former President Trump is increasingly unstable and unhinged. He says she's the worst vice president in history and Joe Biden's the worst president.
And he's actually, I didn't think I'd ever say this about anybody, she's actually, you take a look at, she's more dangerous than him, but he's actually smarter than her. I never thought I'd say that.
Trump there in Oaks, Pennsylvania. He has events in Chicago and Atlanta today. Harris is in Detroit. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Eric's Painting, your North County residential and commercial paint company. No job is too big or too small. Eric's Painting, they specialize in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted. You can count on the licensed professional. Detailed quality paintwork from Eric's Painting. Call Eric's Painting or find them on Facebook. 805-975-6960. That's 805-975-6960.
I'm Dorian Baker. As I finish my term on the Passerville School Board, I want to express my gratitude for your trust in me. If you believe in prioritizing student achievement, safeguarding parental rights, and protecting girls' sports in their private places, vote for Kenny Annie, Lauren McCoy, Leo Castillo, and Hunter Brees. They'll uphold the values that matter most to our community. Join me in voting for candidates who will safeguard our students' future. Thank you, Passerville and San Miguel, paid for by Dorian Baker.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guest House Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then some sunshine. Upper 80s, couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 40s, low 80s on Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday, mid to upper 70s, 80s Saturday, low 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 5. Up and down we go. 7:10 a.m., 6:28 p.m. It is 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. It is a tournament that you can join to support Resilient Souls at Hunter Ranch Golf Course coming up November 2nd. And the Resilient Souls of the Central Coast of California, they're dedicated to providing aftercare for survivors of trauma, abuse, and sexual exploitation, training individuals to support them and fostering a compassionate community. Join the fun and networking and so forth, and make sure you RSVP to secure your spot out there at Hunter Ranch. Go to the website, resilientsouls.org. Now, they do have different ticket types for a complete golf package, and also a foursome included, and then the after party as well. So lots coming up November 2nd at the beautiful Hunter Ranch Golf Course. Also coming up, let's see here, before October 20th. Well, I think we've got this in, or they got it in. The Quota Bunco parties are held 3 to 4 times a year to raise money for the work Quota members do for the community. And again, this is coming up Thursday, October 24th at the Atascadero Kiwanis Hall. It's on Pismo Avenue. It's for a Halloween-themed evening of Bunco, provided by Quota of Atascadero. There'll be plenty of food, beverages, including wine and beer, and raffles. Also, costumes are welcome. Good evening. Tickets are only $20. How about that? Here's the number. 237, put an 805 in front of that. 237-7326, 237-7326. 26. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. It's pretty darn simple. Bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. Local celebrities on this Tuesday: Miak Bonds, Jennifer Harris, Eugene Alonzo, Calvin Lloyd Roden, Maya Gonzalez, Nikki Shores, Nancy Fisk, Deborah Largamasino, Jonathan Baldwin, former Bearcat, Carol Samuel, Emily Platts, Matthew Vaughn, and it says Scott Scooter Greenaway, and looky here, another capital letters on this one. Another anniversary for George and Sandy Kurchenko. My goodness. All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, who said Plato was a bore. That would be the philosopher Nietzsche, 1844, 1900. John L. Sullivan, boxing heavyweight champ, 1858 to 1919. B.G. Wodehouse, the author, 1881-1975, Mervyn LeRoy, I always say LeRoy, 1900-1987, he was the director of Gypsy, Mr. Roberts, and others. Going on here, looking for some more people. They're here, but, he was a very good broadcaster for the old ABC Sports. I never followed auto racing, but I would just enjoy listening to him talk about it. Chris Economaki, 1920-2012. Mario Puzo, he gave us The Godfather. 1920-1999. Many a tear has to fall, but it's all. Tommy Edwards, 1922-1969. Lee Iacocca, 1924-2019. From Kentucky, Mickey Guitar Baker. Love is Strange, 1925-2012. Jean Peters, the actress, 1926-2000. Barry McGuire, The Eve of Destruction. And he also sang with the New Christy Minstrels. He was born in 1935, National Track and Field Hall of Famer. Gold medalist, Bobby Morrow, 1935-2020. Linda Lavin from, what show was that? Alice, 1937. Baby, You Got What It Takes. Marv Johnson, the singer, 1938, passed away in 1993. Penny Marshall, 1943-2018, one of the great pitchers of all time, very underrated. Jim Palmer, 1945, Richard Carpenter, and inflicting us. 1946, Chris DeBurge, the singer and songwriter, 1948. Not a bad tennis player, got himself a little bit of trouble in later years. From Rocky Top, Roscoe Tanner, 1951. Tito Jackson, Kiki's brother, 1953, passed away last month. Tanya Roberts, the actress, kind of, 1955. Trace Armstrong, not a bad football player with the Bears and others, 1965. Also on the list, we have Juan Cruz, baseball pitcher, 1978. And Bailey Madison, the actress, 1999. Passing away on this day, Paul Allen, him and Bill Gates, 2018. Johnny Sheffield, the boy in the Tarzan movies, passed away in 2010. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Louis Rookenheim. He and his brother created Cracker Jacks. He died in 1927. Mata Hari, the exotic dancer and famous spy, convicted of spying for Germany. Supposedly, she refused a blindfold and blew a kiss to the firing squad before being executed. 1917, on this day, the father of gymnastics, Friedrich Ludwig Jahn, he died in 1852. Suzanne Summers, 2023. Edie Adams, a singer and Muriel Girl. Why Don't You Pick One Up and Smoke It Sometime, 2008. Pat O'Brien, the actor, 1983. Frank DeCova, remember the TV commercials of the Indian? Well, he was actually Italian, and anyway, he was in a whole bunch of stuff, including The Untouchables. He died in 1981. Cole Porter, one of the great songwriters, passed away in 1964. And who else? That is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today. Now, for those of you, I want you to listen to these numbers. It's going to be amazing. These are wins, starting when he was just a young buck. 15, 16, 20, 20, 21, 22, 23, 22, 20, 21, 16, 15. That's not bad. ERA, 2.34, 2.71, 2.68, 2.07, 2.40, 2.09, 2.51, 2.91, 2.46. Innings pitched. Now when they pitch five innings, they get a standing ovation. Well, here are the numbers. 305, 282, 274, 296, 323, 315, 319, 296, 224, 227. His name was, or is, Jim Palmer. He won more games than any pitcher in the 1970s. He also won at least 20 games in eight different seasons and won three Cy Young Awards and four Gold Gloves during the decade. Okay? And he never allowed a grand slam in any major league game. As a matter of fact, the last game that Sandy Koufax pitched, it was against a young 21-year-old Jim Palmer. Actually, he wasn't 21 yet. He defeated Koufax in his last game, and he was the only starter of the last rotation. He was one of the starters of the last rotation to have four 20-game winners in a single season. Extremely underrated. His career ERA was 2.86. Won 268 games, only lost 152, over 2,000 strikeouts. An amazing, amazing pitcher. The one and only Jim Palmer goes to the top.
Local news update sponsored by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Templeton Area Advisory Group's next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, October 17th at 6:30 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion for a land use application for cannabis cultivation and processing. You can attend the meeting in person in the CSD's boardroom. CHP announced that the off-ramp in San Diego Way in Atascadero will be closed for some time this week. The closure starts on Wednesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then will go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Now, he had a nickname of Cakes, and some people think it was because he many years being a spokesman for Jockey. Well, the nickname Cakes came from the fact that he had a habit of eating pancakes for breakfast on the days that he was ditching. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's